National Lutheran Schools Week will be celebrated by almost 2,000 Lutheran schools, early childhood centers, elementary and high schools across the country this week. With an enrollment of nearly 200,000, Lutheran school students across the country will encounter a real presence God in the days ahead and hopefully for their entire lives. And with the psalmist, we too celebrate this one true God who is real in the person and work of Jesus Christ, who is present in the means of grace and is present with his people. And these truths are what Lutheran schools strive to impart to each and every student each and every day. Of course, this day we not only remember those who are currently enrolled in Lutheran parochial education, but all of those who have spent some time in a Lutheran school. And I know that would go for many of you. Some of you called Bethany Lutheran home. I won't ask you how many years ago it was. Some went to other Lutheran schools. I remember fondly my years at St. Paul's Lutheran School in Garden Grove, and it was within those walls where I came face-to-face with a real and a present God, and I felt the calling to go into full-time ministry. So today we also lift up all of the others who have heard that call to serve, some 22,000 current Lutheran educators, and countless others, many who have gone before us in faith. We give thanks for all those across the country, and especially for the staff here at Bethany who serve students anywhere from 2 years old through eighth grade. And while Psalm 46 proves the basis for our text of real, present God, indeed the entire book of Psalms and all of Scripture indeed gives praise to this real, present God. This morning, I want to direct your attention to Psalm 121. It's printed out for you in your worship folders, and I invite you to open those up and look at that. Follow along as I read. I lift my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming from this time forth and forevermore. It's an amazing description of our real and present God. And I want you to notice all those words that are underlined and in bold. It is something that brings comfort to me, the knowledge that our Lord is our keeper. Now, oftentimes when we talk about something being a keeper, we have a lot of different definitions. And let me give you a couple of them today. You could have a keeper as one who is on the soccer pitch, one who's trying to keep any of the balls from scoring into the goal. An important job. One that's necessary for the success of the team. If soccer's not your thing, perhaps it's fishing. You're out fishing and you catch that catch of a lifetime. You would call that a keeper. You're not throwing that one back, be it to display on your mantle or to dine at your table. It's a keeper. You're keeping that one. One might say the same for a good partner. A boyfriend, a girlfriend, a husband, or a wife. That's a keeper. You don't want to let them get away. Now, when I was in school, there was something that was reminded me of this, something called the Trapper Keeper. Remember those folders? The Trapper, they were the coolest folders you could ever imagine. Right, you know the joy right before school when you get to buy a new folder and you buy the Trapper Keeper. All the cool kids had the Trapper Keeper. I had Peachy's, but that's another story. Now, what made those folders so cool, and whether it was a marketing ploy or not, it doesn't matter, but they kept all of your papers safe and secure. the trapper folders, kept them in, and you put your trapper folder into the trapper keeper and use the Velcro closure to close it up, and they were safe. Your papers weren't going anywhere. Inside that wonderful binder, and you can get all different kinds of trapper keepers. You know, the Mead Company still makes them to this day. You can still buy them. If you're really into it, you can look on eBay and buy some of the cool ones. I looked this week. You can buy them for like $80 to $100. Some of the, like Transformers, you know, Star Wars Trapper Keeper. You know, I didn't buy one. I wanted to buy one, but I didn't. The Trapper Keeper is pretty cool. You know, if history is more of your thing, there is a place inside of the castle known as the Keep. The Keep is a fortified tower built with inside the walls, and usually is that place, that fortified residence, used as a refuge and a last resort if the castle were to fall into the hands of the enemy. And in this psalm, we see that the Lord is your keeper. Now, in good Lutheran fashion, we ask, what does this mean? First of all, we see that God is a keeper of people. He desires you to be with him. He thinks highly of you. He doesn't toss you aside and think that you are not worthy. We have a God who cares deeply about each and every life, and he was willing to exchange the life of his son for yours. You are a keeper in God's eyes. When the psalmist describes the Lord as a keeper, it means also that he keeps us safe. Like a folder that might keep papers in order, God binds us together, safe and secure, united with our brothers and sisters here in the church. And he does this by being a real and a present God. He comes to be present with us in water and word, in wafer, in wine, and in the witness of one another. I'm sure you've heard that from me before. God is also our keeper, as he is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in trouble, as Psalm 46 says. Just as the keep in the castle keeps those safe from the adversary, our Lord keeps us safe from the daily attacks of our adversary, the devil. But this idea of the Lord as our keeper is much more than this. The fact is, we are not very good keepers. The Lord in his word calls us to be keepers of the law, to be keepers of his command, to be keepers and followers of the things that he says. But try as you might, you don't keep up to the standard. It's impossible for us to keep up with his law. Sooner or later, you will mess up. Scripture is clear on this. For whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it. And from our second lesson today from the book of Romans, it's impossible to do what God's standards demand because of the weakness our human nature has. We are not good keepers. In fact, most of what we keep are those things that separate us from a holy God. We keep things that do not bring him glory and honor. We keep those things which separate us from God. But because God sees you as a keeper, as God sees you as one who's important in his eyes, he did something about it. He sent the one and only one who could keep the law. Paul continues in Romans 8, but God sent his son to have a human nature as sinners have and to pay for sin. That way God condemned sin in our corrupt nature. Therefore, we who do not live by our corrupt nature, but by our spiritual nature, are able to meet God's standards in Moses' teachings. We have a keeper of the law. Don't just take Paul's words for it. Take the Lord's. Listen to the words of our Lord from our gospel reading today. I can guarantee that unless you live a life that has God's approval and do it more faithfully than the experts in Moses' teachings and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. We need one who will keep the law, because we are not good keepers. But Jesus was not to leave us alone. He was not to leave us by ourselves, wallowing in our sin. His love for us is deep. You are his, and he desires to keep you. And he came to keep the law on your behalf. Listen again to the words of Christ. Don't ever think that I came to set aside Moses' teachings or the prophets. I didn't come to set them aside, but to make them come true. Or as the ESV renders this verse, do not think I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. We have a God who is a keeper of the law for you when you could not. But that's not all. Jesus is also a keeper of sin. When he followed the will of his Father, he willingly took upon himself your sin. He takes your sin, he keeps it, and he took it to the cross. For all those things you cannot keep, he keeps. And then he took your punishment. He goes to the cross for all the things you couldn't keep, and he keeps your sin. Jesus is a keeper of sins, and by his death, you are separated from your sin as far as east is from west, so that he might keep you forever. That's the goal. God desires to keep you forever. You are a keeper in God's eyes. Each and every life is precious to God. Toddler, teen, or retiree, fetus, factory worker, or fashionista, prenatal, parental, or professional, student, staff, or supporter, you are a keeper in God's eyes. The Lord is your keeper. I want to invite you to open up that worship folder again. I'd like to read Psalm 121 together. We read, I lift my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we praise you and we thank you for being our keeper. For all those things that we cannot keep, we thank you for keeping the law. We thank you so much for keeping our sins and taking them away from us as far as east is from west on the cross. Lord, for all those times that we keep and hold on to things that do not bring you glory and honor, we ask for your forgiveness. We ask you now to hold us and to keep us. Lord, we know the adversary, the devil, is out to destroy, seeking to take our lives. But Lord, you have kept us safe in the church. We ask you now to help us to share that with others so many will know the safety and security that you give to them and the forgiveness of all of our sins. Lord, we thank you for seeing us as a keeper. Help us to see others the same way. In your name, amen.